Afternoon. My name is Scott McCollum, Assistant Chief with College Station Police Department. And sad to report that we've had a tragic event today in College Station. Today at approximately 12:12, we had a constable that responded to a residence in the 200 block of Fidelity. And upon doing so, he was there serving papers, and upon doing so, received fire from the individual that lives at that address. We received a call of shots fired, and two officers were close by and responded very quickly. Upon their response, they began to take fire from the suspect. Additional officers began to respond and engage the individual. Eventually, two of our officers were able to engage him and shoot the suspect and neutralize the threat, essentially. We had several different officers responding from various locations throughout our region and assist in the situation. As you can imagine, it's very chaotic when something like this happens. We have a lot of information coming in, a lot of witnesses to try and secure, crime scenes to secure as well. We have over four different crime scenes we're trying to secure and make sure that we are able to collect the evidence. Through our investigations, we've determined that a male civilian was shot and killed. He is approximately 65 years of age, and we are still in the process of trying to identify him and notify his next of kin. We also received information that a 55-year-old female civilian was shot. She is currently in surgery at a local hospital. Through the response, we also had several officers that were injured. We had an officer that was shot in the calf. He is currently in treatment at a local hospital. And we had two other officers that were treated or are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. As far as identification of these individuals, we are not currently releasing that information due to our efforts, our investigation, as well as our efforts to notify next of kin. In our previous news conference, we did identify that one of the individuals shot into the constable's name is Brian Bachman. Brian Bachman was very close to everyone in law enforcement. He was a pillar in this community, and it's sad and tragic that we've lost him today. And as you can imagine, as close as he was to all the officers in this area, these are the officers that are having to work this case and work through not only the motions, but all the details that are required to make sure that we have a good understanding as to why this occurred, what was the basis of it. We have to do background investigations and try and understand exactly why this individual elected to do this today. So we have quite a bit of information to still sort through. We still have a lot of questions to ask, and we just ask that the public be patient with us as we wade through this volume of information and try and make, as best as we can, try to make some sense out of the situation. I will accept a couple of questions. I know there has been some rumors that have been out there. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to address those rumors and not have misinformation out there. So if anybody has a question or a concern, we have multiple crime scenes. I can't tell you right now. It's part of the investigation, but we do have the whole area secured, and we are in the process of trying to keep everybody out so that we can process all those crime scenes and collect the information and the evidence we need.
Approximately how many shots were fired?
Excuse me?
Was an eviction notice being served? Can you tell us more about
that? That is correct. He was in the process of serving an eviction notice. But that is essentially the only information I have right now as far as the aspect, the reason behind that eviction notice. I do not know.
Can you say anything about the weapon that was used?
I cannot, not at this time.
Can you tell me how many shots were fired in the exchanges?
I cannot at this time.
Was this a homeowner or a renter?
I do not know that at this time. We're in the process of collecting this information. And I guess I caution you guys that as we release this information, it is an ongoing investigation. And it's extremely important that we collect this information and we try and build the case that we can to try and understand all the ins and outs of this investigation. So there's going to be several instances where we cannot answer your questions because of the ongoing investigation, but we will do our best to try and give you understanding as to those involved. We're working hard to try and get next of kin notified so that we can give you those names so that you can have understanding of who those people are that are involved in this tragic event.
When you say there were four scenes, how close are they geographically? Are they within that general area of vicinity?
They are. They are within the small geographical area that we have cordoned off right now. We are working multiple scenes. As the investigation continues, we may determine that we have additional scenes as well.
Was the suspect a civilian student?
We are in the process of collecting background information, but we can't confirm one way or another right now.
How old is he? Was him?
How old?
Mm-hmm.
He was 35, I believe. He was in his mid 30s. Excuse me.
Did the suspect say anything or shout?
I can't give you that information. I can't establish that right now.
Were all the injuries associated with gunfire, or were the injuries, you said there were non-life-threatening injuries to two officers, was that gunfire or some other?
There were, as I mentioned to you, the confirmed gunfire injuries are those that I've spoke about. The other injuries were subsequent to the response to the situation, and we're trying to assess that information. As you can imagine, all these individuals, we did our best to get them to the hospital and get treatment as soon as possible. They're undergoing treatment while we're working this scene. So as you can imagine, there's a lot going on right now. We're doing our best to try and make sure that we cover all the bases and provide you information as we can.
When the constable first showed up, was he able to radio for backup, or did backup have to come from other 911 calls?
Like I said, we're in the process of evaluating every single step along the way. But we, as College Station Police Department, received a shots fired call. And when we received that call, we responded. We had officers very close.
Through 911 or through the constable?
We received a shots fired call from a citizen. And so we responded very quickly. And upon our officer's response is when they began to take on fire from the suspect.
How long were the officers engaged in gunfire?
I don't have the exact timeline in front of me, but it was for an extended period of time. I can tell you that much.
We heard shots fired, audible shots fired, approximately 12:40. Would that be about right, that it would be about a 30-minute active scene?
I would say that would be in the ballpark, but again, I don't want to try and provide you information that I can't confirm. But it was an extended duration of time that the officers had to engage the individual before we were able to terminate the threat.
Can you tell us any more about the fatalities?
I cannot.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the fatalities, about how many times they were shot?
I cannot.
Where on his body was shot?
I cannot. Again, this is an ongoing investigation, and we're going to provide you with as much information as possible as we can. I will try my best to provide you another update. Hopefully we'll get some additional information. It may just be the same information that I'm providing you now, but we'll try and feed you any information we can. Again, we want to encourage people to not gossip, not to talk about things that they can't confirm. We are going to try and be as transparent as we can to provide you the information that we can. And we encourage you to utilize the information that comes from us and not from other sources.
Can you say anything more about the rumors that you want to dispel, or is there concern there might be other individuals who are involved in this, or who are in house?
No, nothing like that. But some of the rumors that I've heard about about is just relationships of people and how what they were doing when they happened to be in this area. We're going to try and provide you as much information as we can. But again, be mindful of the fact this is an ongoing investigation and people's lives have been lost.
Chief, you said when the constable showed up and the officer showed up, they came under fire. Was there any kind of warning or anything at all, or is this just the constable walked up, the individual just automatically opened fire, your officers arrived, this individual just started opening fire? There was no warning, nothing?
No, sir. As I understand it, again, we're trying to piece everything together. A lot going on, but I don't know exactly what transpired when Constable Bachman arrived on scene, but I do know what happened when our officers arrived on scene. They began to receive fire from the suspect inside. They took cover and defended themselves, and again, we had multiple officers that responded to this area and assisted in neutralizing this threat.
Chief, is the CAM still free to attend?
Yes, sir. There's a Constable Bachman, a 65-year-old male civilian, is deceased. A 55-year-old female civilian is in surgery. We had an officer that was shot in the calf, and he's stable and currently being treated. And then we had the two officers that had non-life-threatening injuries that are currently being treated as well.
Do you know the nature of the officers?
Excuse me?
Two other officers. Do you know the nature of the injuries?
I do not. I know that they were they were not gunshots, but they were in response to the call. They were injured.
Thank you.